Well, join me with the responsive reading and the call to worship this morning. Would you stand, followed by the Apostles' Creed? We have 20 centuries of church history giving evidence that Jesus is the Christ, the promised Messiah.
We have heard from others, and we have seen for ourselves what wonderful things God does through His Son, Jesus, our Savior.
Truly, God is present in His Son to heal the brokenness of His world.
Jesus is our Lord, the Messiah who brings God's salvation to us.
And together the prayer of confession. We believe Jesus is the Christ, the promised Messiah, Father, but that confession is more a memorized creed than an experience of faith. Forgive us when we confuse the fallacy of childhood fantasies with the beautiful story of redemption. Open our eyes to the wonderful signs of your glorious presence in the ministry of our Savior, that our faith may not falter by any doubts. And we pray in His name. Amen. And the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day He rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. And we sing glory to the Father.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
You may be seated as Miss Tina makes her way to the platform for the reading of the Old Testament scriptures.